present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Denise Coffey in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once again, I'm going to ask these four panelists to try and speak, if they can, for just 1 minute, on some unlikely subject, but without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject. If one of the other three think they are guilty of doing this, they may challenge them by pressing a buzzer in front of them. If I agree with the challenge, they will gain a point and take over the subject. If I disagree with the challenge, the person speaking gains a point and, of course, carries on with the subject. That's the way we play, and that's the way we score. And let us begin this particular show with Clement Freud. Clement, you don't need to take up your buzzer yet. You're the one who'll be challenged, if possible. Clement, the subject is avoiding the bill in a restaurant. Can you try and talk on that unlikely subject? Well, 60 seconds, starting now.
Somebody was once asked how they avoided falling hair, and they said duck. And avoiding a bill in a restaurant, I suppose, would be pretty similar. The best way to do so would be to disappear when it arrived. If you mean...
Denise Coffey, you have challenged. Why?
Hesitation.
I disagree entirely. I'm sorry, Denise. We very well tried, but no, he hadn't really hesitated.
No, he always talks like that.
I beg your pardon.
So, as I disagree with the challenge, it means that Clement Freud gains a point and he keeps the subject, and he has 46 seconds for avoiding the bill in a restaurant, starting now.
The smartest way I ever encountered of somebody doing this was he and a woman went into a restaurant where people are seated at tables even though they necessarily do not come in together.
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge him? No, I don't think so. He was just taking a breath. No, you're being far too sharp today. Let people get on with their stories.
And ugly with it.
So, I disagree with the challenge. Clement Freud gains yet another point, and he has 34 seconds to continue with avoiding the bill in a restaurant, starting now.
And the first person came into this meeting.
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Repetition of person.
Yes, that's right. You talked about a person coming into a restaurant before. So, this time I agree with your challenge, Derek. So
you'll never find out now, will you?
You'll never know the end.
He doesn't mind, because he's gained a point and the subject, and he has 32 seconds to continue with avoiding the bill in a restaurant, starting now.
Well, the best way, of course, is really to have some really rather unpleasant object.
Kenneth Williams, you have challenged.
Repetition of really, too really. The best way, really, is to have some really.
Mm. Yes, that is perfectly true, yes. They are being very sharp already. We've only just started. My goodness me. All right, Kenneth, so you gain a point, because I agree with the challenge. You take over the subject. There are 27 seconds left for avoiding the bill in a restaurant, starting now.
I always say, alas! No money have I about my person, nor do I seem to be carrying a checkbook. Is there a good Samaritan among us who will relieve me of this financial burden? And somebody full of sympathy always steps into the breach and says, Kenneth, allow me to pay for your provender. And so I leave the restaurant.
Oh, to be Kenneth Williams, if that's the way you lead your life.
Mind the lead, never mind the life. Mind the lead.
Just a minute, Kenneth, contain yourself, because I've got to explain. There may be somebody who hasn't heard the program before, and they would like to know that when the whistle goes, it tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever... Yes, yes, yes. Didn't you know that before, Clement? How do you then always manage to come in just before it goes? Anyway, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. In this case, it was Kenneth Williams, so he now has 2 points at the end of that round. And Clement Freud has 2 points.
Oh.
And Derek has one, and Denise has yet to score. Let us carry on. Kenneth Williams, will you begin the next round? The
subject? Yes, yes.
You will. Yes. You're raring to go.
Mm-hmm.
Marvellous. Leonardo da Vinci. That's slightly throwing you back on your heels, as they say, but 60 seconds starting now.
I haven't the money to go to the Louvre in a very fine museum.
Derek Nimmo has challenged you.
I was just going to offer him a penny.
not only gets money for his meals, but he gets it for other purposes as well. A very nice line, Derek. I'll tell you what I'll do, as it was a nice joke. I won't charge any points or any penalties, and we'll continue with Kenneth on the subject of Leonardo da Vinci with 55 seconds left, starting now.
Where, of course, is housed the famous Mona Lisa? The most representative...
Clement Foy, why have you challenged?
Deviation.
Why?
It's the painting of the Mona Lisa.
Yes, but I have heard people speaking colloquially.
Oh, no.
And in this program, when you're trying to...
You've got a shepherd hanging on the wall at Kenwood. I mean, no, it's ridiculous. I'm sorry.
I think Kenneth was speaking quite colloquially when he's talking about the famous Mona Lisa. So he gains a point because I disagree with the challenge, and he has 47 seconds to continue with Leonardo da Vinci, starting now.
The other canvas that springs to mind would be the Adoration of the Magi, which is the middle period, and the last being St. John the Baptist, also in the museum I mentioned before. What is very little realized is that this young Italian notary had an affair with a peasant girl, as a result of which the union was born Leonardo da Vinci.
Clement Foy, why have you challenged?
It was long before the union days.
So how would you put it then?
I wouldn't.
Everybody.
This is meant to be a family, a family show.
You're taking over Kenneth Williams' prerogative now to talk about family shows. We understand what Kenneth meant by the union, and he's put it very, very, most tastefully, I thought.
Lovely.
So, I disagree with the challenge, so therefore, Kenneth has another point, and there are 16 seconds for Leonardo da Vinci, starting now.
Leonardo da Vinci influenced Michelangelo, and when the palace of Florence had to be decorated, he contracted a cartoon with a signorina, but she also engaged Michelangelo, and rivalry.
Clement Foy, why do challenge?
Reputation of Michelangelo.
That's quite right, you did say.
You're allowed. Is the title.
No,
it's not. I was just getting going there. It's disgraceful. I have a good mind to withdraw.
What were you getting going on?
Well, that rivalry, because Leonardo withdrew after the signorina had given the portrait thing to Michelangelo.
Really?
Ooh.
That went down very well, Doris.
Well, did he win that challenge?
Yes, he did, yes, because you did it twice. So, Clement Foy gains a point and the subject. 5 seconds there for Leonardo da Vinci, starting now.
The first time I saw a Leonardo da Vinci cartoon...
Ken Williams, why do you challenge?
Oh, well, he's got it right. I thought he was going to say he could never have seen him, but he's a cartoon.
So Kenneth has been too keen, which means that Clement gets another point and continues for 3 seconds with Leonardo da Vinci, starting now.
I didn't think it was at all funny. I looked at it most carefully.
Clement Foy was speaking then when the whistle went. He gains that extra point, and now he has a lead of one over all the others at the end of that round.
Yeah, I get out so he came in on the last few seconds, didn't he?
Yeah, but you tried very hard to get in on the last few seconds.
Well, I was just getting going, wasn't I? I was all throbbing here.
You were throbbing so much, you got your...
He really was.
He was really throbbing.
He takes advantage, though, coming in like that.
Derek Nimmo, will you begin the next round? The subject is antiques. 60 seconds, starting now.
One of the curious things about mankind is they rush out and buy things when they're very, very new, and then after having them for a little while, they discard them when they become old-fashioned, leaving them for future generations to come along somewhat later and buy them again and call them antiques. I'm rather keen on collecting antiques myself, particularly pottery and English porcelain. To have in one's hand a genuine piece of Dr. Wall Worcester, I think is one of the most exciting things that can happen to anybody. Bit of Pratware, perhaps, or Obadiah Sherritt, or the Brothers Wood, or maybe a piece of bow.
Oh, Clement, why have you challenged?
You can't have all that in one hand.
Give Clement Foy a bonus point. We'll let Derek Nimmo continue with his delightful dissertation on his antique English porcelain and pottery. Derek, you have 24 seconds left, starting now.
In 1745, in Chelsea, the first factory was founded, soon to be followed one at a place I mentioned a moment ago, which was hard by. They were made with soft paste, unlike the Continental, which was of the hard variety. Then these factories went bankrupt, and a man called Dewsbury moved them to Derby, where the most beautiful and exquisite...
Derek Nimmo was then speaking when the whistle went, so he gains the extra point. Also, he not only started with the subject, but he finished with it. And the one time he was challenged, I didn't give it against him. It was only just a joke challenge. So I think it's only fair to give him that bonus point he gets for going all the way through almost without a stop.
Thank
well
you,
done,
Nicky.
Derek. Denise Coffey, will you begin the next round? The subject is reading teacups. Can you talk about that for just a minute, starting now?
I read a teacup the other day which told me to beware of drinking that beverage. It told me that the tannin content was exceedingly high in that particular cup. I thought this was most peculiar because all I could see were a few leaves going...
Clement Freud is challenged.
There's a repetition of...
Yes. I'm afraid there was. You've got to be careful. You're going to get into trouble.
I was under the impression I went...
That was still repetition, but anyway, yeah. There are 44 and a half seconds left for reading the teacups, Clement Freud, with you, starting now.
I do love to go to bed with a good teacup. When I'm under the blankets, between the sheets...
Kenneth Williams, my good chum.
The deviation oddity, you'll never read teacups written beneath the sheets, that is all right.
He actually didn't say reading the teacups.
He said, when I am beneath the sheets reading the teacups, that's what he said.
He said he liked to go to bed with a good teacup, and when he was underneath the sheets, we didn't get any further than that.
Except your...
And you were very keen.
My challenge was deviation, and the whole thing is extremely devious, and you know it.
It may be extremely devious, and when we hear what he does with the teacups underneath the sheets, it may be even more devious. But the point is, he is not at this present moment deviating from the subject on the card, which is reading teacups. Until he does, he gains another point and continues with the subject with 38 seconds left, starting now.
And yet it fares there are people who do this professionally without seeming to derive any pleasure, but simply financial gain therefrom. You go in, pay a certain small token sum of money, and a woman, invariably dressed in some outlandish costume, asks whether you would like to have your fortune told in India or China tea. And you can then decide which you would like, long grain, short...
Kenneth Williams, your challenge. Yes, indeed, yes. He couldn't find another word for grain.
Really?
Well done, Kenneth. So, you're right this time, you gain a point, and you have the subject with 12 seconds left, reading... teacups, starting now.
When the gypsy came to read the teacup, she made me feel so gay, for she said that someone in the tea room would steal my heart away. That was first...
A split second you were home by.
Oh,
I
don't
make it. Yes, you just made it. Yes, you got the extra point for speaking when the whistle went. Because, but if you...
I slipped up on my diction. I slipped out,
yes,
wasn't
but
it?
Yes, but if you slip up again, keep going.
And I should. I know. I'm a fool to it, though.
So, at the end of that round, Clement Freud has a lead of 2 over Kenneth Williams, who's in second place, and the other 2 are trailing a little. Kenneth, it's your turn to begin. The subject... very aptly chosen for you, I think, by Ian Messiter. My enthusiasm.
You're charming.
Can you talk on your enthusiasm? Well, actually, the subject is my enthusiasm, starting now.
Do you sing it or...
No, the subject is my enthusiasm. 60 seconds, starting now.
Or my enthusiasm can be extended to a variety of subjects, but it centers mainly on the single line. While he lived, he was a guiding star of a whole brave nation. When he died, the little children cried in the streets. I became really enthusiastic about that particular line when I was 17.
Clement Freud's challenge, why?
An hesitation.
There was no hesitation, no. And so he continues with the subject with 30 seconds left for my enthusiasm, starting now.
Of this number was William of Nassau, Prince of Orange, called the Silent. Another thing which held me and reverberated through my mental apparatus. Then I became terribly aware of the gouache, the technique of so stripping of the canvas. That there is almost a relievo or Italio effect. Indeed, Leonardo da Vinci does it.
virtuoso performance on the part of Kenneth Williams is so... made him so enthusiastic he got up and did a couple of pirouettes for us. And I must explain to the listeners the big laugh that came in the middle of his sort of little expose on enthusiasm was that he made a magnificent gesture, nearly decapitated Clement Freud. But he has crept up equal in second place to Derek Nimmo, and they're both a little way behind Clement Freud. Derek Nimmo, your turn to begin. My best conjuring trick. Can you talk about that for 60 seconds starting now?
My best conjuring trick is one in which I cut Kenneth Williams in half. This I have been experimenting with for some little time, and it's one way I've found to lose friends rather rapidly. How I do it is I have a large cabinet through which I put a saw, and I pull it backwards and the other direction several times until it appears to cut right through this chest, and one part of the aforementioned competitors on the other side, and the other portion of this odd chap is at the other. And to the audience, they find it absolutely riveting when they see it glistening towards them. And then I sometimes will greet them with a tremendous round of applause for this magnificent, shining apparition. They say, what ho for K.W., who is now in twain. And people come from all over this fair island.
Well done, Derek. It's your day today. He started with a subject, he finished with a subject, Clint Williams in half, he didn't even have time to put it together again. He deserved that extra bonus point for keeping going without being interrupted. Denise Coffey, your turn to begin. Subject, Knickerbocker Glories.
Plural?
I beg your pardon?
Sorry. Are there more than one?
I mean, yes. The subject is Knickerbocker Glories. That's the title on the card. Can you try and talk on that unlikely subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
How strange I should be asked to speak about Knickerbocker Glories, ladies and gentlemen, because it happens to be my favorite food in the singular. However, you must be very careful if you go into a high-class ice cream parlor in asking for one of them.
Oh, Derek Nimmer, you chow.
Sorry, rather gallant.
Yes, I'm gallant.
I'm retracted.
You're right, you've attracted it. Good. So Denise Coffey has another point, and she has 46 seconds to continue with Knickerbocker Glories, starting now.
When Derek Nimmo and I go into a high-class ice cream parlor...
Derek Nimmo, why have you chatted?
Well, she did say high-class.
Yes.
I always said ice cream parlor twice. That's what comes of being a creep, you see. Does you no good, does it?
Yes, once you've been stopped, Denise, it's very difficult to get going again. So 42 seconds for you, Derek, to take over Knickerbocker Glories, starting now.
I have the most wonderful Norfolk jacket, which I wear over my knickerbockers, and they're known to all my friends throughout the land as my Knickerbocker Glories. And every time I go out with my gun, shooting at the peasant on the grass, they say, what ho, here comes Nimmo, out again in...
Denise Coffey challenge, you right.
Repetition of all those people saying, what ho, here comes Nimmo again.
What was repetitious about it?
Well, he said they kept saying it.
Well done, Denise. So she'll go bonus point for a very clever challenge, but it's not strictly one of the rules of the game. So Derek, therefore, continues with the subject, and there are 27 seconds left for Knickerbocker Glories, starting now.
I once went into a corner house in the Strand and sat myself down at a table near the window. When a waitress came alongside, I said, please, madam, would you be so kind?
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Devious.
Why?
If you sit near a window, how can a waitress come alongside?
She can come along the other side where the window isn't.
No, he meant the window side.
No. She can come alongside the table quite easily. So Derek Nimmo has another point. 18 seconds left for Knickerbocker Glories, Derek, starting now.
The great chef at the Savoy, Mr. Trompetto, once showed me how to make one of these delicious Sunday cocktails.
Kenneth Williams, my good chap.
Hesitation?
No, there was no hesitation, Kenneth. No, you hesitated.
Deviation, then. We've shot over from the corner out to this waitress. The Savoy.
Well, if you get interrupted, it's very difficult to continue. It's best to start again on something else, which Derek's doing. So he's now gone to the Savoy. He's lifted the tone a little. Why not? 11.5 seconds left, Derek, with another point to you. Knickerbocker Glory, starting now.
Sitting in Glen Eagles Hotel, midway. I there had the best Knickerbocker Glory of the whole of my life. It was served to me on a silver tray by a magnificent Hardener.
Thank you. Well, Derry, congratulations. You've really pulled up your socks and your knickerbocker glories because you've come from a very weak third place to a very definite lead at the end of that round. Clement Freud, your turn to begin. The birds and the bees. I don't know why it makes them laugh. They're lovely little things, birds and bees. But can you discourse on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Birds and bees are animals which are often put forward before children as the epitome of how reproduction works. And it is quite true that men and women have children very similarly to the way birds and bees
King Williams, why do you challenge?
Vivi Ocean, there's nothing similar about the way we have children.
I've never seen ladies going around laying eggs.
You really...
You've seen them stinging people.
Yeah. Well, you really yoked him this time, haven't you, Ike? A point to you, Kenneth, and the subject, and 42 seconds left. The birds and the bees starting now.
Oh, I don't want it.
So Clement Freud challenge first.
And it is. From the theme of the birds and the bees, I don't want it.
Quite right.
Why don't you just say hesitation? It makes my decisions so much easier. I don't want it. It's got nothing to do with being devious from the birds and the beasts. He might talk about the birds and the beasts and say, I don't want it. It's perfectly legitimate. It makes sense to me, yes. So Kenneth Williams has another point, and there are 39 seconds left for the birds and the bees, starting now.
Well, they fly about in the air, and they also pollinate things. So enough.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Because birds don't pollinate.
Bees do.
Birds and the bees on the card.
The birds don't pollinate and the bees do. It's a very difficult situation, isn't it, to judge? All right, audience, do you agree with Clement Freud's challenge? And cheer if you do. And if you disagree with his challenge, will you boo? And will you all do it together now? A draw. Kenneth Williams continues with the subject. No points scored. 32 seconds left, Kenneth. The birds and the bees starting now.
This dust they distribute sometimes.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Birds don't distribute dust.
I have seen birds picking up little bits of dust to build their nest, and they sometimes drop it on the way, which is very a distributive process. So Kenneth Williams has another point, and there are 28 seconds left for the birds and the bees, starting now.
A lady found in
Clement
Holland.
Freud has challenged again.
I want Kenneth Williams to have another point.
He's got another point. And 27 seconds left. Kenneth, for the birds and the bees, starting now.
The larks in Holland Park made a nest out of straws and tissue, which they stuffed in the lattice work, and a lady found it and sent it to the Times and said, people said to her, where'd you get that lovely lampshade? No, bird's nest, dear. They made it out of drinking straws.
Derek Nimmer, why have you challenged?
Repetition of bird's nest.
That's right, yes, you've had more than one bird's nest. So Derek takes over the subject. There are 12 seconds left for the birds and the bees, starting now.
I particularly like the jolly old honeybee. How nice it is to be in a meadow in June and see him flying around from clover leaf to lovely bits of foxglove, popping in his little nose, peeping around, coming out all yellow, flying on to the hut.
Well, that, I'm afraid, is the end of the show for this week, because we don't have any more time. Reading backwards, Denise Coffey trailed a little in fourth place behind Clement Freud, who was a very good third, to Kenneth Williams, second, but they were both behind this week's winner by 2 points, Derek Nimmer. Sorry, I'm afraid that's all we have time for this week. We do hope you've enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute, and from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.